312 Forbidden Root, and we dive into some of the events happening this weekend for St. Patrick's Day. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork knocked out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And it is not 312 day, it's 313 day, but you're probably hearing this.
314 or 315 day.
We're drinking 312.
Yeah.
This is the dry hopped version from Goose Island. Did you get to have any of this yesterday, on the day?
I tried a little bit of it yesterday. Okay. Yeah. You know. Tradition.
Yeah. So that's why there's only three cans, because I drank one yesterday. If you're watching the video version, you only see three cans. But
yeah.
What do you think?
It's pleasant. Reminds me of like white wine when I smell it. Okay. You know? I think they had a chance to do something cool with this beer, and they kind of did, right? Like, well, you know how I am. I'm always in a hazy state of mind. So if you have a wheat ale
in your state of mind,
drunken and hazy. If you have a wheat ale, you got a chance to do something cool. Blow it out with hops, make it super cloudy. If you have a wheat ale in your arsenal already, especially a limited one like this. So I mean, they tweaked the profile a little bit. You know, I do like that. It reminds me of like maybe the first time I had a 312. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of that. But it's safe. It's smashable. It's fun. I hate the word smashable.
Smashable.
Wish I could take that
crushable.
Back. Crushable. It's crushable. You know, it's fine.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. It's kind of going to be disappointed that this might not carry over to the summer. I have no idea what this kind of availability is going to be. It's dry hop, so you're going to want to drink this pretty fresh. But
my understanding is that it's like Saaz hops, like classic German hops that they dry hopped it with. One confirmation on that, though, because it's not on the can, but, you know.
But, yeah, I can see this tasting really nice in the summer. I know we're in this, like, springtime where it's snowing and also warm in the same day.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
I tell you something, man, what they did nail, though, is this can, man, because I'm looking at the, there's a map of the north side on this can running from the lake all the way to, like, you know.
Yeah, that's over. a lot of fun detail in the little sticker here.
Yeah. It's great. So I really did the can. And then it gives us a chance to be excited about 312 again. And I don't think people who, you know.
Beer people?
I don't think beer people are excited about 312 at all. This gives us some excitement around what is the beer that probably made them. This is the reason why they were able to sell their company, right?
Yeah, little bit. And, you know, 20 years of history.
And 20 years of history, yeah. And then they, you know, they're making this beer. I think at one point, a couple years ago, this was like on some tour, 55% of all the beer they made as a crew was 312.
Yeah.
So definitely gives them the reach. This is the this is one of their home runs, really, when you look at the history of it. So.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be crushing these cans here, or smashing these cans throughout this episode. but if you've never listened to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do here is we talk about beer just like that. Stuff we went to this past week and things coming up.
Yeah.
And so let's dive into what we went to this week. We were talking about 312 day.
Brad, I wish I went to more, man. You know?
Okay.
I was hanging out in the Gold Coast. I was at like a Stone Crab event, nothing to do with beer and sucking. Is what I was doing.
So nothing. You didn't do anything this week.
You know, okay. I'm telling people at the crab event, yeah, I'm in the beer. They're like, oh, well, we don't even really sell beer here. I'm like, great. Good talk.
Like, what am I doing here? I got stuff to talk about and write about.
Yeah.
You guys are killing my vibe. The only thing I went to is I went over to Forbidden Root on the day they were releasing cans of Ghost Tropic.
Right on. Now, what's Ghost Tropic?
So it is their double IPA. It's a New England IPA.
Yeah.
Juicy pineapple. I picked up some cans. I was going to bring them for this episode, but I said we were going to drink 312. I need to get some 312.
I'm glad we're revisiting this because the one I had yesterday wasn't as good as this one. I picked some up from Jewel. It was like $6. Good pricing.
Yeah.
Good pricing on a four pack of those. Mm-hmm. Oh,
but yeah, on draft it was great. They also Forbidden Root stepping back. They also recently celebrated their 2-year anniversary. Right like on. That same week, I was like going over there. I was like, oh, is it their 2-year anniversary? So I checked Twitter, and then like. Ghost Tropic cans available at 8 a.m. or whatever time they opened. Maybe it was like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. Maybe there'll be cans left and I can pick some up. And yeah, there was lots of cans. It was on draft.
Did you try it on draft too?
Yeah. It was great on draft. They also had a grapefruit version of it, which is you have a New England IPA and then you have a grapefruit version of it. That seems kind of redundant. That's a hat on a hat kind of thing.
No. I'm with you. That's exactly what that is.
Even the bartender, someone else asked about it. They're like, oh, what do you think of the grapefruit version? They're like, it's kind of the same. Like, but the person ordering was like, well, I've never had it, so I will take that. Like, all right, you know you're like a real beer nerd when you're like, the bartender's like, eh, it's fine. Well, I've never had it, so I better get it. Yeah. That was great. I had... another beer. They had another New England IPA on, you know. I mean, the last couple of weeks, been chasing this haze. For me, like, dogging on it for, like, months.
You're coming around.
I'm like, eh, you know? I'm down. All right.
It's fun.
Yeah. And they make for nice pictures, too.
Yeah, that's true. They're bold. They're cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't reflect back in the glass when you take the picture. You don't see yourself.
Oh, man.
but, yeah, the beer was great. We'll be talking about it again next week, so maybe that also helps, you know, not drinking it here. We can talk about it twice.
Right on.
It was packed. I was there a Saturday evening, late afternoon, early evening, so it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting at the bar by myself, just typing stuff out on my phone, so it was kind of a weird, surreal thing. Like, it's Saturday was getting going, and I'm just like, just came in to try this. And then I went home and watched Black Mirror.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I never... Netflix has so much original programming. It's ridiculous. You can get lost in that shit.
Yeah.
I was talking about houses. I like, started watching the world's most extraordinary houses. Oh, but yeah, man. I really like their interpretation of what a brew pub should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It puts you in mind of Band of Bohemia. I think Band of Bohemia is like a different gear. But, you know, most brew pubs are just, you know, wood and steel. And this is those things, too. But, you know, it's carefully decorated with all these botanicals. And,
right, yeah.
You know, their thing about, you know, just botanical forward beers. And, you know, and I remember being in that space when it was just like a little, you know, it was like a storefront, like, office. And, you know, they had that really low ceiling, you know, with those weird tiles that you can push up on the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to see it now, to see that transformation is just, yeah. It's always impressive every time I'm in there. It reminds me of, you know, seeing it when it was the other thing.
And, like, I kind of didn't – I wasn't a huge fan of their beer for a long time.
Hit and miss. I've had some, and I was just like, well, these aren't – they're too advanced for me. I learned that term recently.
Too advanced. But now, after 2 years, they dialed back the, like, hey, we're going to find this weird root and put it in the botanical kind of angle and kind of started making more beers along with those kind of different and other ones. So I think that's helped bridge that gap and kind of, I don't know, made me like them a little more.
Yeah, they used to, like, not read what was stuffed in the suggestion box. Now it's now they might be taking suggestions. It's
same thing I think we've talked about Off Color did that too, where the beers were – weird names and you didn't know what this was and so you didn't drink it, and so they adapt and they figure it out, like, we don't call this
oh yeah, you're right, because the
or even
the Goza,
yeah,
the Goza ended up becoming like this, a blended wheat beer,
yes,
just a little more palatable for novice. And then second beer,
it was like
I think it was Scurry.
Yeah,
right?
But it was called like a Gorkic.
It had a name, and you're like, dude,
I don't remember.
This is hardcore, but it was basically like a dark ale with honey.
Yeah, and that's a traditional style.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name. I'm blanking on it right now. But Yeah, so they changed the name, or they changed the what they call the style.
Like the yeah.
Yeah, even though
the description,
it's still the same.
The description changed. What is Scurry? Now you're gonna drive me nuts.
So I think Forbidden Roots done a little bit of that too, realizing like, oh, maybe someone doesn't want a ginger root beer, but they'll drink a wheat beer with ginger, or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, right. a dormant back to off color Scurry. It's a dormant German style called a Kottbusser.
Oh, okay.
And I'm probably saying that wrong, but yeah. It's basically a dark ale with honey and oats. But yeah. But
so that's now I think they just call it a dark ale.
Yeah.
They got for they don't have that name on there because it scares people, right?
Like, oh my god, no.
But where's my dry hopped wheat beer?
I guess you do need balance for people. You know, it's you need like a shallow end of the pool, if you will. You need that, yeah. I guess, for some people.
Yeah.
You know, or just, you know, or not.
So, really good. Yeah, Ghost Tropic. If you can still pick up cans from Forbidden Root, make your way over there and grab it. I will say, I'll probably mention this next week, $17 for a 4-pack of tall.
There
you go. You talked about, was it $6.99?
That's big. That's big beer right there, though. That's the AB pockets. This is the regular people, the true independent craft brewers can't play that game with their $6. They can't play that $6 price point, Brad.
But
they got a small business to run, man.
That can, what is it? What's that? $18. So it's what? Four, like a little over $4.50, like $4.50 a can.
I'm all in on this 312, by the way. I'm fucking.
It cost me $5 to get it on draft, and your can is now just as much. Come on.
That's weird.
I almost laughed at that lady. I was like, if I didn't have a podcast that we drank different beer all the time, I would not be buying this right now.
That's weird, right? Yeah. 18 in cans, $5 on draft.
At the brewery. It didn't even go anywhere.
It sounds just like our friends at Corridor.
Yeah. Or Mars.
Yeah, or Mars.
Beer's too damn expensive. Like,
you're the big winner here if you drink it here, but the same beer in a can, well, that's going to cost you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will harp on this next week too, so that's enough for now. But that, I think, does it. That was the only event I made it to, or not even. It was an event because it was a can release, but the only beer stop I made it to this past week. So.
Yeah, there was some stuff going on this week. Joey Perp and Danny Brown. We talked about that at the House of Vans.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 312 big concert. Didn't make it to that. That's probably the only thing I wanted to make it to that I didn't go to.
Were you drinking? Did you have a best thing you drank this week?
You know, I did actually. It was I found at Whole Foods. I found Hopewell's. I assume it was their offering at Uppers and Downers, because it was an Imperial Coffee Stout with Metric Coffee.
Okay.
And I thought that was really good, man.
No, their coffee beer is really good. I don't know if I've had the Imperial version, but
yeah,
you know,
this was you know, and that's just what it was called. Yeah, it showcased some bean from Honduras, but Metric, which was across the street from Intelligentsia, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that whole Sparrow Metric thing near Intelligentsia, near Goose thing, I didn't know that existed at all. Yeah. I mean, I've been to Metric, but I didn't know Sparrow's right down the street, apparently.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a happening area, man.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, so. But that's,
so that was the best thing?
That was the best thing.
What is it called? Deluxe?
It's just called Deluxe, an Imperial Coffee Stout.
Okay, yeah, they're... Yeah. Regular coffee stout is one of my favorite. Or their coffee, I think it's just a coffee beer. It might be like a coffee ale.
Really that was good. One of those crews where I went there when they opened, like we do, because you know we're in the golden era of brew pubs, right? Like we've never seen tap rooms open at this rate. And I was not a fan, man. The first couple times I went, I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I went for the dinner, the Nico Asteria dinner, and then. I don't know if the beers, I think, changed.
They wine and dined you.
You know?
And then you're like, all right.
I'm like, I see all of a sudden the sky's opened up. I'm like, I see what you guys are trying to do here now. This is great. But now, man, now when I see them, I'm checking for them. And I like their artwork, you know? Great story this week in the Chicago, I think it was like Chicago Magazine or Chicagoist.
Yeah.
About how art forward some of this packaging
Chicago best. Like it was Chicago's great beer designs kind of things.
Hopewell's on there, man, for keeping it simplistic. And, you know, they've got a ton of space at Hopewell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all underground.
Oh, really?
Like, massive.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Like, 30-barrel fermenters under there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They're ready to flood the city with booze. So, beer. Yeah, so. Nice. Right.
The best thing I drank, it had to have been that Ghost Tropic. So
Ghost Tropic was nice, huh?
Yeah. I'm complaining about this $18, but it was good.
Because like you said, it's a short list, man. You know, you can go to Corridor, you can go to Forbidden Root, and yeah, you probably can't name five more places that will roll out that style consistently.
Yeah, Alarmist like, is doing it Alarmist. Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So but, that's cool.
Yeah, I know I'll be drinking over at Burnt City here, I think, tomorrow. So interested to see what they have to offer.
Yeah, because I just saw that they their double dry hop double IPA is out. Oh, like, okay. It just came out.
That sounds... I'm going for, like, a meetup, and that sounds like a dangerous beer to just, like, hold yourself together.
No, get after it, man. Overwhelm yourself. That's the way That's the way to go, man.
That'd be professional, man. cool. Well, that that leads into this coming week. Like I said, I'll be over at Burnt City, but that's not a beer event at all. Right but on. We do have some events happening. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
It is. It's where, you know, we're a big St. Patty's Day town.
You got your green on. You got I'm green rocking. Goose. We're drinking Goose Island beer. It's wearing the green shirt.
I probably would have worn this had we did the Goose Island. We were going to do a Goose Island nap and it got scratched, but I would have worn the same thing. Laundered. But yeah, man, it's one of, like, we dye the river green. And it seems to stay green like all fucking year, honestly. Yeah. You know, but this town goes nuts, almost a little too nuts. Yeah. You know, but whatever. St. Patty's Day, a lot of fun stuff going on. Let's just start with Patty Long's, right? We'll keep it. We won't go through all the stuff. There's a big. It's a citywide party.
Yeah.
Right. To, you know.
If there's an Irish bar, it has an event. But stay away from green beer.
Man, and I saw green curds, cheese curds at Farmhouse. Mm-mm. I'm like, Farmhouse, yeah. I like you guys.
All right, so Patty Long's.
Oh, yeah, they're doing St. Patty's Day all day long, live rugby games.
Well, yeah, it is all day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 7 a.m. start. I like a 7 a.m. start for a bar. That's a proper bar right there.
I am not up at 7 a.m. You know, to go to the bar.
Corned beef and cabbage all day. Rugby on TV all day. Six or seven
You
countries.
Could roll like real late and go to the 4 a.m. bars like Friday. Hit up IHOP or Golden Nugget.
No, refuel.
Refuel.
Get some downtime.
7 a.m. Go.
Man.
And then head towards the river dying, right?
And, yeah. And if you're lucky... you'll get to see world champion bagpiper Davy Jones. He's performing live at Patty Long's. At Patty Long's on St. Patty's Day, man. Huh? If you're a world champion bagpiper, your name's probably Davy Jones.
I guess, yeah. You it's know? Davy something,
you're,
yeah.
You know, that all works
or
out.
Danny, or Danny. Danny or Davy.
That all works out. I haven't, you know, when I was growing up, man, the St. Patty's Day party to be at was Stout Fest. You know, it was the anti St. Patty's Day party.
Oh, yeah, that did always happen on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And it was a full-on shit show, but it was amazing. And I didn't want to be anywhere else on St. Patrick's Day. So.
But that doesn't exist
anymore. No,
right?
I think they just had, like, you know, a change of heart, and now it's just, like, shifted, you know, to be around in the same season, but not St. Patty's Day.
Okay. Because I haven't even heard word of it happening.
Which I'm not a fan of, by the way. Whatever, they didn't ask me.
Cool. So Patty Long's, get there at 7 a.m.
Yeah. If you're looking for something to do Friday on the 16th to start off your St. Patty's Day weekend, there's cosplay at Revolution. So 6 to 10. So they're, it's a C2E2 cosplay party. Cosplay party.
Is C2E2 this weekend also?
I've never
or?
Been to C2E2. I don't know.
I don't know if it's this weekend.
But you can win passes to C2E2 at this thing.
Oh, then it's not this weekend. It must be like next weekend or coming up.
Yeah.
I've been to it. I haven't looked into when it's happening this year.
Yeah, I feel like people were complaining that there's a costume party in Rosemont. I want to say Comic-Con and C2E2 are like the same weekend. And it's like forcing a split. You got to go to one or the other. One's in Rosemont, one's like downtown.
Oh, for real?
That's what I was hearing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't dress up, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, that's happening this weekend. Let's see. Saturday, St. Patty's Day, the good folks at Bader Brow are rounding up a Southside Brewery bus tour.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
This is going to run all day. This is 1 to 9 p.m. Let me run down the stops for you real quick. Beta Brow, Alulu, Reggie's Rock Bar, Low Res, Motor Row, and Winer.
Nice. So, I got to go to Motor Row, man. I haven't been.
Your boy Frank, we had Frank on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Frank Lassandrello.
Yeah. Right? Is that right?
He got picked up by, his beer is sold at McCormick Place, mm-hmm. which is cool. And yeah, he's a fun guy. They got a nice space if you haven't been.
Yeah.
I love their space. Two floors.
Oh, man, I got to go.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know I may try to go over to Chief O'Neill's.
Right on.
That's huge. Like, it's one of those places I've been or trying to go to for a long time. Mm-hmm. Maeve's also wanted to go there for years. People like Gary Valentine and just beer people talk about this being the Irish bar.
Up in beautiful Avondale, Chicago.
Yeah, it's like Avondale, Old Irving, like that kind of line, right?
Yeah, sneaky good, that place.
I've never been.
Sneaky good.
But they have a family brunch, I think, like early on, like 7 a.m. to 11. Then they have like another brunch that happens to like 2, like a brunch buffet kind of thing. So, you got to get a buffet for breakfast or brunch on St. Patrick's Day, because you'll probably be drinking quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'm amazed at places, man. Like, I was lucky enough to go to Dublin, and that whole island has, like, 5 million people on it, you know. And I'm amazed at how much that culture transfers over to, you know, towns like ours, to really the whole country. You know, people go nuts over, like, so many people are of Irish heritage it dwarfs the actual number of people in Ireland. You know, like it's such an embraced scene, especially, you know, on St. Patty's Day. So
for sure.
That's cool. Yeah.
So then anything else Saturday?
No, nothing else Saturday. But Sunday, you can finish up your weekend with the good folks at Off Color.
Okay.
They're going to be releasing Eek again. Eek, of course, is the, I believe it's a base recipe for Miller Lite, but then it uses the house yeast add off color.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll have all formats of, this is at the Mousetrap, all formats of Miller High Life will be flowing.
Format?
Yeah. So like all the different bottle styles.
Oh.
You know, there's like, there's a stumpy bottle. That's my favorite. Okay. And the 12 ounce joint. And then like the big 32, the 40.
Okay.
Like all the formats.
Okay. I was like thinking like the dry hop version.
Oh man,
like,
how dope would that be?
Miller High Life with coffee. Yeah. Like, I was like, what?
You know who I thought nailed like that? What was the one that that Mars made that we had it on the show? Chug Life.
Yeah.
I thought they nailed that.
Yeah, that was. I think we did Eek or we had Eek last year when we released it, and yeah, it was pretty good. I think Chug Life tasted more like Miller High Life than I expected Eek to taste like that, but it, you know, it was an off color.
Yeah, Eek's like a straight up wild ale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eek's really good with breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Cool beer. Large format bottles for that. Yeah. And then finally, Monday leads us right into Whiskey Week because Whiskey Fest is coming up next week.
What?
So you can hang out Monday night at Delilah's and get a whiskey class from Mr. Mike Miller himself. I love Mike Miller.
Okay.
Man, he's the best. He'll tell you the differences between bourbon, rye, scotch, Irish whiskeys, and other international whiskeys. And that's part of their Whiskey Week program. As you know, they're a big whiskey hub. I would say they got like 500 whiskeys.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
The legendary Delilah's next door to Burnt City.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Maybe we'll, maybe we should do, it's Whiskey Week. We'll do a special whiskey episode.
Man, I'm in.
I know I had a bunch of, I might have only bourbons. I don't know. Same.
Yeah. A lot of it's the same. I'm going to a Tullamore Dew event Thursday as part of Whiskey Week.
Okay. They might send something our way.
That'd be cool.
I was talking to them.
Tullamore Dew?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this one's finished in a rum cask.
Okay.
So I'm curious. And I just like the stories, you know? Yeah.
So maybe keep an eye out. I don't know, keep an eye out on Twitter because I'll let you know if we tweet something out about a whiskey episode. Maybe we'll just taste some whiskey.
Yeah. But, St. Patty's Day. You know, I like, on a final St. Patty's note, the dry Irish stout is probably my favorite style.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, I think Buckle Down does a really good one, and so does Haymarket. Yeah. Both do really good styles. So
I'm a huge fan of Brian Boru.
Oh, man, the red ale.
From Floyd's.
Floyd's. Yeah.
I haven't seen it around.
It's been a while, right?
Right? I haven't seen it. Brian Boru. Whew, yeah. So good.
That luscious, flowing red hair. He's like a full-on Viking on the label.
Yeah, my wife said she would leave me for Brian Boru.
Yeah, but you're in trouble. I think a lot of husbands are in trouble if Brian Boru shows up. Oh, man, that's a good one.
So, yeah, I may have to see if there's bottles or keep an eye out for that. But, man, yeah, got good. We should be drinking Irish beer on this episode. Whew. Yeah. Well.
Oh, but yeah, man, that's all I got for events, man.
Cool. Well, before we wrap up here, any news? Anything that's been happening?
Yeah,
we do. Out of 312?
No, we still got left. Is it pouring good, right?
Yeah.
We got, let's talk about Ravinia, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Ravinia Beer Company, who we've had their beer on the show, we've always had questions about, you know, them moving into a space in Chicago and where they're making the beer and all this jazz.
And are they a part of Ravinia? Ravinia?
You know, so Ravinia Festival, you know, which is like 125 years old, came out and said, first of all, we don't make beer. And also, if you're going to call yourself Ravinia Beer Company, we want royalties.
Right. So, but the Ravinia Music Festival is in Ravinia, right? Ravinia is a town, right? Is it a town?
It's in Highland Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
But there's a Ravinia stop.
There's a Ravinia stop for the festival.
Okay, just and like I, there's a Chinatown stop on the Blue Line.
But Chinatown's not like an, I don't know. It's, I don't know if it's an official neighborhood, but something about like, what's the word when you like annex or join? Like, I think Ravinia was its own thing, but it joined Highland Park. So now officially the Ravinia is in Highland Park, right? So Highland Park, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, is like, no, bro, we really need you to give up this cash if you want to use this name.
Damn.
And Ravinia's like, no, this is bullshit because the space we want to occupy used to be home to like a Ravinia barbecue. So it's like.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's a new development.
It's like, so why are you coming after us for cash? I mean, Ravinia doesn't, it's not exclusively your name. And then not only that, but we got empty storefronts near the Ravinia Festival. Like, this can be an anchor for, like, you know, a redevelopment, essentially.
Right. That's what we were saying. Why isn't Ravinia beer in Ravinia?
So this
were we helping fuel this misconception of the story? Because
I kind of feel bad if that's true. Like, whoops. But no, apparently, like, Ravinia Barbecue had, like, a license for that name from 1985 to 2015 when Ravinia Beer Company opened. And there was never a dispute from Ravinia Festival, right? And yeah, this is weird, man. But you know, they've got like these signatures, and they're protesting this because they're saying, hey, you know, this is the wrong way to use your leverage for this area. This is the wrong way to go about this, and you need to let us have this name and don't charge us because we're bringing visibility to our area, which we got empty, vacant retail properties here. Like, what is wrong with you? Get out of our way. That's their approach.
Okay. Right? I agree that it's bringing the name because we were under the assumption that this was in Ravinia.
Like, why else would you call it that? You know? Yeah.
So that's the other. Are these guys from Highland Park / Ravinia?
I mean, it sounds like they're from that area and they want to set up shop in Ravinia.
Eventually,
right? And they're on target. They were on target to do that this spring.
Well, why not just like, hey, Ravinia, like the place. Scoop some of that cash when they're there. Like, hey, okay, do your thing now, build it up, and when you're here, you give us a bigger cut.
Right. And then, you know, why not work it out by buying product from them, maybe since you're a 501c3, you know, at a steeply discounted rate as a way of being a good neighbor instead of being currently a nonprofit that had $25 million in revenue last year.
Yeah, Highland Park is rich. It is a rich.
It's rich as fuck. It's the top tier of wealth in this area.
Yeah.
Is the North Shore.
Like, yeah, if you're living in Highland Park, yeah, you can afford it.
It all sounds like it's a little disappointing. It all sounds a little greedy. Yeah, in addition to the $25 million in revenue last year, they have a $28 million fixed asset fund. So they got a couple coins up there.
But you don't get that much money by letting people just get by, right?
These are facts, Brad. you don't make $25 million a year by letting people use your name.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that. So that's where they are. It sounds like they want to open in spring, but this is like derailing all that shit. So
I feel super bad for them. also, it was very confusing.
It was, man. You know,
I
because it's like we're Ravinia, but yeah, we're moving into what is it, Portage Park?
Well, first they were gonna move into the break room space,
right?
Or not really. Maybe that was all just a rumor. Because
Ravinia, man. So that's in the news.
So now there's even more questions.
I do have more questions. Yeah, like the more questions I ask, is like the more I have questions. You know? Yeah.
So what's to stop them from just opening or changing the name? Right. That's what. Mm-hmm. That's logically what's going to happen. Like. They'd be like, "Oh, you want to take a piece of us? Screw you. We're Ravinia."
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because Beguile started out as Argyle.
Yeah.
And you were saying, I forgot about it, that Alarmist started off as Panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of thing happens. So.
Like, they could call it, what's the number on the metro stop? They could be like, we're third metro stop from the city.
Yeah.
Like, that's our name. Like,
yeah, or you could be the Highland Park Beer Company.
You might want to do that.
That kind of thing. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought Ravinia was cool because, dude, you've been to Ravinia. Like,
I've never been.
Ravinia is pretty badass. I mean, as far as, like, well, it's like an outdoor park where you in BYOB, but then, like, you know where I would just bring a blanket to a BYOB event? People are bringing, like, full-on, like, cedar.
Yeah.
Tables that from their backyard with like, you know, candles, like votive with the holders, like it's like they're all in.
They're in Highland Park.
They're doing what you would do if you live near Highland Park. That's what they're doing up there. So it's such a cool venue though, man. Yeah, I think I saw like Hall & Oates up there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but hopefully they get this worked out, man. Because you know, I would pregame at Ravinia Brewery before I go see. You know
why. Just like
the orchestra,
another thought here. Them being a 501c, couldn't Ravinia Beer Company donate? Why don't they make a beer or donate like a dollar from every can goes to Highland Park as a nonprofit? Then they get that charity donation rather than like a percentage of the sales.
There's an opportunity there.
To take advantage of the tax loophole that's probably there.
You could creatively take advantage of the fact that, you know, there's nothing like a craft, you know, craft breweries are like what you want to align yourself with, because the spirit of craft beer up to this point has been all about, yeah, let's make a few bucks, but let's do something fun for the area we're in, and let's give money back to wherever we lived or whatever causes we care about. That's one of the calling cards of beer anyway.
Yeah.
So this just all seems like way too aggressive. You know, so there's that.
All right. Enough on that. That's all I got. Yeah.
All right. The 5th annual Firkenfest Fest tickets went on sale. So that's going to be at headquarters
River North.
Headquarters River North.
Yeah. The only headquarters.
The only headquarters. Okay. I was one in
Lincoln Park area over by GT Oyster House.
Yeah. This is the old Uncle Fatty's Rum Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's gone, right?
Yeah. The one downtown is right there off of Chicago Avenue and right by Moody Bible Institute.
Exactly. Yeah. Right over there. So this year they're going to do a Rare Bomber giveaway. It's a $40 ticket. This is we went to this once. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think we went to the first or the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. Good party. Everybody's making, there's 35 firkins and they're all made for this fest.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, a reverb of like Night of the Living Ales, Day of the Living Ales.
Yeah. Which we didn't know about.
Yeah. So this is called What the Firk, Firkenfest. It's the 5th anniversary, man. So we're probably going to be at that.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Tickets are on sale for that.
April 8th?
Yeah, that sounds about right. The first Sunday in April, like the 6th or the 8th. Yeah. And then finally, we talked about Style Fest 2018. They announced that tickets are going to go on sale March 14th for a party in April.
Okay.
Yeah, so Style Fest is back, man.
Nice. Is it going to be at Goose Island?
It'll be at the revamped Goose Island Clybourne.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder how, I guess, just picturing it, because I pictured Style Fest before. They took advantage of, like, the downstairs space, but they still have that room, the original Siebel room.
Yeah, the I think they were calling it the...
was it the Carl Strauss room?
The Carl Strauss room.
But it's not that,
probably. No, it's not that anymore. And then they got probably the...
just the side room A.
Side room A. Studio A. And then they got the vintage room in the back, which is where they serve BCS. It kind of feels like a old Chicago bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stout Fest, man.
Stout Fest, nice. That's always a good event. We'll try to make it to that, too.
Right on.
Especially since we're chilling Goose Island here all the time. Jeez, come on.
Lemony doughy notes in this dry hop version of 312.
Nice. Well, we smashed these cans.
Smashable, bro.
So we should get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Instagram. We haven't been making it to so much stuff. It's warming up, though, so that should be blowing up here soon. So follow us there. Do you like or follow? Check us out on Instagram.
There you go.
Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. And, yeah, be sure to check out the YouTube channel as well. We've been posting beer reviews and other things there. That'll do it for this week's episode. Cheers.
Cheers.